Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, 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 welcome to the Krigler Show. All right, I am your host. It is I, Adam Krigler, the one and only Krigler. Actually, there's many, many Kriglers out there, but that's okay. I'm the one host of the Krigler Show. Welcome to the show. Today I have with me someone very special, an old friend of mine. You know him if you've watched my show. He's been on it a few times. Welcome back to the show, Fernk. Hello, Fernk.
Hey, man.
It is the one and only Fernkmeister. It's such a good time to see you, man. It's so nice to have you out. You came for the weekend to hang out. It's good. People on my Twitch channel miss you.
Hey, miss them too. Miss all you guys. And girls.
I gotta just say, it's very fun. We've been laughing a lot. It's so good. It's such good times. It's such good times. And we are going to be talking about some fun things. Racism. Woo!
Yay!
Yay! I'm so over it, but alas, it is just nonstop, over and over and over again. Lori Lightfoot is a racist. Yes, and I will explain why when, of course, we get to the segment. Then we're going to talk about geriatric millennials, which we both are. You're a geriatric millennial.
100%.
100%.
Yeah.
And I also am. I don't know if you know about this. It's almost a lost generation. Unspoken. People don't talk about it much, but it's very, very true. And I have an article that pretty much sums it up very well. And you and I both are absolutely... You're 83?
83, yeah.
83. I was born in 84. We're absolutely right in there. It's 80, between 80 and 85.
Mm-hmm.
It's the geriatric millennials, and we definitely are that. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about what it was like to, I don't know, have a childhood outside of the internet, because really, we were the last of that.
Right.
You know, our childhood, you know, was analog. Anyway. It's a cool segment. We're going to talk about it. Then we're going to talk about China on Mars, because they're on Mars now. Also, they put their own rover on the Mars. And, you know, for those who don't know, we just put Perseverance on there. We've flew a helicopter now on Mars. Very cool stuff. And China's now following suit. So we're going to talk about what they've got going on, the rover that they've done and put on Mars, and it sent back a bunch of photos, and just talk about what it is versus the Perseverance, and yeah, so let's get into it. And for those who don't know, the Fernk is one of my good buddies from high school.
Yeah,
we've known 20 years now.
Yeah,
I think it's
our friendship can drink
20 years. Yeah,
almost.
Our friendship can drink. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Like we've been friends like 21 years.
Our friendship can drink.
Yeah,
legally.
Yeah.
Well, in some countries, it's 18,
right.
So I guess it depends
on what
country.
That's a whole other debate, too.
What do you think about it? You think it should be 18?
If you can, here's the deal. I think
if you can die for our country?
100%. 100%. But I almost feel like that needs to be a prerequisite.
Hmm.
From the sheer standpoint of...
Okay. So if you join the service...
Correct.
After that, you can drink.
If you're going to put your life on the line, you can drink. I would say even during service, because, I mean, if you have time off or something like that, you should be able to...
Right.
I mean, the stuff that these men and women are seeing, like...
It's true.
But I feel like we are broken enough, if you will. Maybe that's not the right term, but that would not fly. Like, if we were like, hey, 18-year-olds can drink, they'd be like, wah! Like,
I know.
It would be bad.
You know they would.
It would be bad.
Those, they think they've got it. So, hey, Jacob Hopkins saying, Fernk, I love you.
There you go. Love you too, bro.
Saw that randomly.
Jake.
It's true. It's good to have him. All right. So let's talk about it. First, we're going to get into this ridiculous statement. I can't believe I saw this. I can't believe this is a normal thing that's just being... It's normalized. All right. So this is from the Red State. Now, of course, they put it, Lori Lightfoot announces she's racist and a legal action could follow. Okay, that's not exactly what she said. They kind of get into it a little more specifically. She basically is saying she's reaching her 2-year midpoint as mayor, and her spokeswoman says Lightfoot is granting one-on-one interviews only to black or brown journalists. So specifically, only black or brown journalists. And
sorry, dude.
I mean, so I was looking into this. I was like, you know, there's no way that it's that, like, exactly that, right? And And I watched an interview with her explaining it. And she's like, well, as, you know, the first black and lesbian mayor of Chicago, like, we need it to be on the forefront. I'm like, aren't they trying to normalize things? Don't they want to be treated normally like everyone else? You know, like something that, you know, you should be able to be mayor.
Right.
If you're a black woman and a lesbian woman, like, okay, like, and
it's great. I think
she wants a medal.
Right. That's what like, I was going to say.
But
what? Is just that, like, if for the normalcy, for mm-hmm. if everything just needs to be like for what everyone seems to be fighting for, if you will.
Right.
Everybody's talking about it too much.
I agree.
Like, if we're just going to keep bringing it up, it's not going to, like,
it's not we, it's them.
Yeah, well,
they keep bringing it up.
Yeah,
I'm totally fine not to talk about it anymore. Right. But when they throw it in our face, can you imagine? Just imagine if you could for a second, if Trump came out and said, you know what, for inclusivity and to keep it a safe space, I'm only going to do interviews with white people.
Well,
imagine what they would do.
Insanity.
They would freak out. They would flip out. Well, that is literally what she's done. You know what? I just want to keep it inclusive, you know, to only black or brown journalists. How is that not racist? That is incredibly racist to me. And look at the smile on her face. She's like, yeah, that's right. I know, obviously, this is a random, probably a stock photo of her. You know, who knows when it was taken. But I could just see the smile on her face. Like, she's so virtuous. That's what it feels like when paired with granting one-on-one interviews with only black or brown journalists. I guess racism is good again. Yep. This kind of support to resegregation is a common facet of the
ideological?
Yeah. Well, ideology, there it is, of the woke. With racially segregated safe space becoming more common on America's university campuses, for example. Despite that, racism is racism, and any discrimination should be called out for what it is, even if some completely misguided individuals view it as some sort of pushback to soothe their emotional disorders. That's what this is. It's just simply racism. You know, Chicago Tribune came out, and they're like, you know what? We're canceling it. And I got to give a shout-out to this guy, Gregory Pratt. He says, I am a Latino reporter, Chicago working for the Chicago Tribune, whose interview request was granted for today. However, I asked the mayor's office to lift its condition on others. When they said no, we respectfully canceled. Politicians don't get to choose who covers them. Yes.
Preach.
Thank you, Gregory Pratt from the Chicago Tribune. That is what needs to happen. You know what? That's racist. Are you going to change your policy? No? Well, then I don't want to do your interview. Okay, because it's racist. I mean, I don't even know what else to say. It literally just is. It's crazy. And we got Leo Terrell and Larry Elder basically coming out and saying the same thing. Leo here says, Lori Lightfoot is a racist, not a covert racist, an overt racist. The reason why she gets away with it is because she is black and she has a D in front of her name. You know, you want to know what systemic discrimination is? Systemic racism? When the mayor of a city institutes a policy, this is systemic racism, but she gets away with it. We got to stop this because this race car is being used exclusively by Democrats because they are minorities. Lori Lightfoot, I want everyone to hear this, is a racist regardless of her color, and she is implementing systemic racism in the city of Chicago. Sue her. It is state-sanctioned racism. And they're applauding it. They think the safe space is needed, that they need a safe space, an inclusive area.
Well, how is that inclusive? How is that safe? I hear you. I hear you.
No, that's what they're saying.
Right, right. How many steps away are we from separate drinking fountains?
One.
I know that sounds crazy, but like
one
literally.
Step.
Yeah, I mean, because we're already not doing stuff together.
Yep.
So what? You don't want to eat in the lunchroom with them either?
Basically.
I mean, what are you... It's crazy. And these are elected.
Dude, we can't use GIFs of, I say we because I'm a white person, and they're saying white people can't use it.
Right.
But that's the only thing they say. You know, they can use whatever they want, but white people, it's a digital blackface, they call it. When I'm like, but this GIF fits it perfectly. Like, yeah. This human being is making a reaction to what I feel of what you just posted. I identify with them because they're a human right. being and so am I. Stop trying to segregate us. Now they're trying to do it digitally. You're right. We're one step away from separate drinking fountains. It's ridiculous. Yes, it is. Jinx.
You owe me a Coke.
Well, you bought... I got Surge in the other room for you. Larry Elder chimes in. He says, it's an absurd thing that the mayor is asking, and it's all designed to divert attention from the problems in their city. Okay, we're both from Chicago.
Preach.
Chicago is... they called it Chirac for a long time.
A long time.
People are getting shot all the time there, and it's ridiculous. They got rid of Cabrini Green, shoved everybody in low-income housing down into the south side of the city, and said, deal with it. And then they were having gunshot wounds. They were the hospitals in the south side of Chicago. They don't even treat gunshot wounds. Even by if you're a bystander, innocent bystander, if you went to the hospital and said, I just got hit by a stray bullet. Sorry, we don't do gunshot wounds. You got to go outside of the city limits. You're on your own. Yo, Chicago has a serious issues that she's just like, what is she talking about? She's not talking about the issues.
No.
She's talking about, well, I'm the first lesbian and black mayor. And I should get a medal for that.
Something
basically.
That I genuinely want to happen because of this type of argument is I would love nothing more for every single, let's get like a dozen people or whatever that all encompass every single little aspect of life.
Okay.
And put them through office, put them through, let them win gold medals, let them be the first for everything.
Yeah.
Just so that we no longer have to hear.
Just get it over with.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Let's have a year where this is the first year where every single person that's elected is X.
New.
Is Y. Is Z. Is.
Yeah. Can we go back to meritocracy now, please?
What the French,
are we done with it? Congratulations, by the way, to all the firsts. All right, now we're all... Can we just go back to being human beings
right.
and best person for the job wins the job? You got to earn your keep and all self be accountable for your own actions because no one's special. And
may I say, we are no way, shape, or form saying that it is not... jacked up what's happened in the past. Okay.
Right.
Everyone knows the past.
Right.
Everyone knows how awful it is, but everyone's not really admitting how awful everything is currently. Like,
they're trying to say how awful it is while also maintaining how awful it is.
Right. Okay.
It's so bad right now
yeah.
because of the policies that we put forward. But, you know, don't focus on that part. Focus about how bad it is and be angry at that person over there. Be angry at this guy right here. Be angry at him.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, he's not doing anything. He didn't do anything to you. You're actually a pretty stand-up guy.
Despite the mustache.
With a stellar mustache. Despite the mustache. Oh, man. Larry Elder continues. Oh, look. He says, the city's finances are in the toilet. Their unfunded pension liability contribution is one of the largest growing items on their budget. You've got violent crime up year to year, homicides up year to year. The city is a third black, a third white, and a third Hispanic. You move between 70 and 80% of the homicides are black on black. The majority of those are unsolved. The school system is horrific. 39% of Chicago public school teachers with school-age kids put their own kids in private school.
Mm-hmm.
That is four times higher than the national average. Chicago's a mess. What is she proud of? The fact that she's a black woman and that she's a lesbian. Like, those are her talking points.
Well, look, the first in her position to be a black person, a lesbian.
Sure, sure, sure. That's fine. But that's a characteristic that she can't change. And why are we focused on that?
Right.
She can't change that. Then I don't care.
How is that going to affect
cool.
your position?
What about your policies?
Right.
How are you handling Chicago? That's what I care about. That's
Preach.
Not what she's caring about.
Exactly.
It's about race. It's about... blah, 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 the Democratic talking points. That's what it is. And it's ridiculous. And I'm so fed up with this. It's every day. It's something different. It's another thing. It's another thing about race. It's race this, race that, race that. When are we going to get to the point where, okay, all the firsts are done. Now it's just this human being, I don't, doesn't matter what race, what color, what whatever you want to, however you want to characterize them, it's a human being that is now the best at it, right? As a geriatric millennial, we grew up without this crap.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Right? We didn't deal with this stuff. This is like, this is new now to me. Like, I grew up in a world where anyone could be good at whatever, and you got to earn it. You got to fight for it.
Yeah.
And what happened to that? It's crazy.
Everyone gets trophies.
Can we cancel participation trophies, please? Hashtag cancel participation trophies. I know it's a long hashtag, but we need to get that going.
I'm saying.
We got to get rid of them. I'm so fed up with it.
Everyone gets one of those, and then no one wants to get a job when it's time to work.
We were just at the grocery store today. On the door of the grocery store when leaving, it said, get a signing bonus of $250 to work here.
At the grocery store.
At the grocery
store. A signing bonus.
A signing bonus.
What?
To work at a grocery store. People are begging for people to work. Unemployment pays more than working. Where's the money coming from? Where's that money coming from?
Who made the boxes, Joe? The cages.
Who built the cage? Hey, that's okay. We get it.
Sorry.
We get it.
Well, at least I knew that I messed up.
And you owned up right to it. Yeah. That's fine. It's, you know, let's talk about being a geriatric millennial.
Yeah.
It's a term that I actually just heard today. I was reading an article earlier, and I was like, what is that? That sounds like me. I'm reading, the more I read about it, I'm like, I am that. I'm not a millennial. Every time I hear about people complaining about millennials, they bring up these talking points, and I'm like, none of that's me.
Right.
None of that is me. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. And then I've had these arguments with people before, arguing when is the limit of a millennial? Like, what is a millennial? Some people are like 1980 mm-hmm. to like 2000, and I'm like, no way. 20 years? Like, no. Like, I'm early 80s, and
right.
None of this is me. You know. And then I'm like, I think it's 1985.
Because we were right at the change.
85, 86 is the change, right? That's what I think it is.
I'd say 85 is a cutoff because of Mario.
85?
Mario came out in 85.
Oh, okay.
So right when the video game really became a video game and it was no longer Centipede or Atari, but it was like a dude.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay, I get you. Well, this article here is from The Telegraph. I'm a geriatric millennial and proud of it. Okay, and it's from Rosa Silverman, and she basically breaks it down. How old were you when you got your first mobile phone? How old were you?
Bro, 13, but that's because I illegally worked a full-time job.
Did you really?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Wow. I was 17 when I got my first mobile phone.
And that's, look, this speaks to the geriatric millennial.
Yeah.
I got one at 13.
Uh-huh.
My two older sisters, who are 3 years older than me and then a year older than that, they didn't have them because I went to work and I paid for it and I got it. Because in my house, if you wanted something, you went. I had one of those. And guess what else I had?
Hmm.
A pager.
Ooh, a pager.
Mm-hmm. You know.
Who had a pager?
This guy.
Who remembers having? Oh, okay. We got chat here. Let's see. 18, 14. Someone said 90. 20. 15. Wait, are you guys guessing for
they the think a dice the, roll happened?
I asked you guys when you got your first phone.
And someone said an age and everyone else thought it was a dice roll.
Yeah.
So they're like, 4. I always say 4.
90. It's always 90. Oh, it could have been 1990, actually.
Okay.
No, I'm pretty sure people were guessing, but some people said I was 16. Someone said in 1991. Well, I was 17. So that was 2001.
Yeah.
It was when we met, basically.
There you go. Right.
When I was, in 2001. And that's when I moved back from Philadelphia to Chicago.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, let's see. How fluent are you in Friends quotes? Not because you saw it on Netflix, but because you watched it all when it first aired. Did you ever spend Sunday evening recording the top 40 countdown on radio onto a cassette tape?
Yeah, man.
I know you did that. Man. I definitely did that. You know, I actually had, Home Alone?
Yeah.
You know his freaking thing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Talk Boy. I had that. Mm-hmm. That's how I actually recorded from the radio, because I had a radio that didn't have a tape player.
Yeah.
So I had to record it via the microphone of the Talk Boy of the radio, and that's how I recorded all my music.
Mine was one of those the rectangle ones.
Yeah.
So like I had the one
that went down flat.
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Classic.
But I heard a John Mulaney thing the other night, and he was talking about how at the beginning of this bit, he was like, I was on a phone call at home, like I was on a landline phone call with Blockbuster. Blockbuster Video. And he's like, that is a dated comment. Like a dated.
Yeah.
And it's
coincidentally
true.
Is my first job ever.
At Blockbuster?
Blockbuster.
Wow.
The one in downtown Arlington Heights.
Yeah.
Across the street from the Jewel there.
100%.
It's not there anymore.
Yeah. Next to Garibaldi's.
There's only one. Yep. Right there. Exactly. Oh, wait.
Yeah. I think Garibaldi's went into it then.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, man. That
Blockbuster.
Was a good
one. My goodness.
Mine was.
Who knows Blockbuster? Geriatric millennials.
Kmart. Which isn't even around in most places.
Kmart is where you used to work?
K Cafe. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's see. Did you know the dance routine to Saturday Night by Wigfield? Say that, I don't know.
No, that's...
That I don't know.
It's a neat
If your answer to all these questions... your answer to all these questions will likely determine whether or not you are a geriatric millennial. Well, maybe not all of them, but most. The term has gone viral this week, courtesy of a Medium article by Erica Dawan, an American writer and leadership expert. Dawan, who self-identifies as a geriatric millennial, believes those of us in this microgeneration.
Same thing.
Yeah, you know, born between 1980 and 1985, are uniquely positioned to work across office divides, comfortable with both an analog and digital world. Despite the positive themes of her article, there are some on Twitter who did what some on Twitter always do, seizing on a geriatric tag and taking concocted offense. Of course they did. As someone born in late 1982 and thus firmly in the geriatric millennial bracket, I welcome this sudden late arrival of a generational identity, concocted or otherwise. For too long, people like me have struggled to work out where we fit among all the cultural stereotypes pertaining to different generations. As the children of boomer parents, we were born too late to share the cynical self-reliance of the Gen Xers above us, but we're also too old to fit many of the millennial cliches that dog our younger friends and colleagues. Geriatric millennials like me did not grow up believing it possible or desirable to discuss our mental health, but are perfectly comfortable doing so now. We weren't on social media until our 20s, meaning that although we are now fluent at it, our adolescent misadventures remain firmly in an analog age.
Amen. Amen. Yeah.
And continues, and have not pursued us into adulthood.
Straight up. Ayo.
Probably for the best.
Wow.
Probably just as well, given that we were raised on Alco Pops and with a fashion sense involving wildly unflattering baggy sportswear adorned with massive logos. Okay.
Jankos?
In high school, I used to wear cargo pants.
Yeah.
And in one of the cargo pockets...
Chicken nuggets?
No joke. Chicken nuggets. No, even... I think it's worse. I had a... a monkey doll. Not a doll, but like you know those ones that they had the magnet hands that you could basically put wherever?
Yeah.
Well, I'd have him hanging out of the cargo pocket.
Oh no, that's dope. That's dope.
I thought so.
See, this is why we're friends. No one else did. And that's why we became friends.
Look, the UFO's like, I'm out. I quit. You did what in high school? Yeah, but good thing that I couldn't find a picture of this if I wanted to. And I'm glad for it, because it, oof.
Oh, 100%. I'm glad that the photos that there are aren't scanned in anywhere.
They might be.
Like, how many Polaroids do your parents have? Or
not,
like...
Not many.
They don't have any pictures of you? What?
Polaroids, you asked.
I'm not talking about, like, this junk, like...
Hey, you said Polaroids.
Okay. Well,
and I'm from the day
I'm
where
thinking
Polaroids,
like Kleenex. Yeah.
I'm a geriatric millennial,
oh,
where
gosh.
Polaroids used to be an actual thing. Come
you
on.
You did this. You did this, America.
Come on. You should know this as a fellow geriatric millennial,
I'm saying,
sir.
Man. I'm saying. We didn't even have cable. People are like, what?
Yeah, we had click TVs.
Check this out. Ready? Be kind, rewind. What you talking about?
That was my first job. I had to remind people that.
You want to know what the craziest thing was?
Although they hold on. They had the incredibly fast rewind machine.
Yeah, they did.
It's kind of stupid. It took like 30 seconds.
They started charging you. You used to get charged.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I remember thinking that we had made it as a family when we got one of those machines in our house.
Oh, snaps.
Yeah, we had a machine just to rewind
an instant rewinder.
Cassette tapes.
Yeah. Not VHS.
No, VHS cassette
tapes. Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Amazing. How many of you guys had VHS? They're worth a lot of money now.
Dude.
Those VHS are, no joke, they're worth a lot. Like, sure. Old Disney, original Disney VHS movies are worth a lot of money. It's crazy. It's pretty intense. All right, let's see here. We are the Stradlers, floating somewhere between the generations, never quite sure where we belong. Some of us became staggeringly successful, inventing platforms like Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, Reddit, Alexis, or Ohanian, and the rest of us regrettably did not invent these things, but did fully embrace them, along with the work ethic of our elders. We were educated in leaky classrooms and what the heck is this? Porta cabins? What is a porta cabin?
Yeah, you never, you know what that like, is? Yeah, when the schools, I don't know what happened, if everybody, like, there wasn't kids for 300 years, and then everybody, all the schools seemed like they needed to upgrade. They mm-hmm. didn't have enough classrooms. So while they were upgrading the school, they'd bring in these trailers.
Yeah, okay. Like a more mobile...
You couldn't tell when you were in there, but it was like a CIA training room.
Okay, okay. Let's see. Before new labor knocked them down and built health and safety compliant replacements. I remember, actually, it's South Middle School. Did you go to South?
No.
Oh, but you know what I'm talking about. Okay, they actually moved us to a different location and knocked down the school. I went to one year. The next year, I went to these...
Yeah.
And then the following year was like a brand new school. And then I left Chicago. And it was pretty crazy. Back to the old leaky high school in the suburbs of Philadelphia. Let's see here. We vaguely remember when Tony Blair briefly had rock star status, but we're far more concerned with chart battles between actual rock groups, Blur and Oasis. We were too young for illegal raves, but ready for super clubs. We were the bastard children of ecstasy culture and binge drinking culture. Cigarettes were cheap and not yet covered in warnings of certain death.
Straight up.
Few of us were preoccupied with healthy eating or fitness, and the cult of wellness had not yet arrived to steal away our fun. That's so true. In the early days of dial-up modem... gosh, that dial-up modem. And dial-up, you know the worst part about dial-up modem? You had to ask, does anyone need the phone?
Right, right.
Anyone expecting a phone call? Can I use the internet for the next 3 hours? Because I'm going to play a multiplayer game with a buddy of mine. I had many, many parents yell at me and my friends because we took the phone line.
Did you have any friends? Because this is another thing.
No, I didn't have any friends.
Okay. Did you hear of anybody that had a separate line for their kids?
Never.
Neither did I.
Wow. Did that exist?
But no, I don't think it did. But there you go, geriatric millennial, because I guarantee if we were in dial-up today,
yeah,
every kid would have his own dial-up.
That's true. That's true. I'm inclined to agree with that. Let's see. Yep. We went too long on MSN Messenger or ventured into internet chat rooms. Mm-hmm. Remember AOL chat?
Talking to random people.
Not really sure quite what we were doing, nor particularly wary of whatever dangers lurked there. Our parents never warned us. It was all new to them, too. As my generation came of age, we started dating people we met in real life.
Dun, dun, dun.
Wow. I am actually really happy that I was able to meet Nisha in real life.
Heck yeah.
It was. It meant a lot to me. Like, we met, and it was fantastic, and, you know, it's a rarity nowadays. Let's see here. Later, those who were yet to settle down switched to dating partners they'd met online. We are not sniffy about marriage or convention, but many left it later to have children. Busy pursuing their careers, we'd have been told we could have. we narrowly missed out on the bit where young people decided sexuality and gender could be viewed as a spectrum and duly freed themselves from old-fashioned shackles. But we get it most of the time. When I started university, my best school friend and I, separated by hundreds of miles, would write actual letters on paper with fountain pens. Imagine. We'd only just acquired email addresses and paper still felt normal. The Twin Towers had just come down. The War on Terror was just starting. The internet was about to change everyone's life, and the world transformed. We adapted. Throughout this, we never really had a label that properly described us. And perhaps that's a good thing. Labels can be more limiting than liberating. Just ask younger millennials.
Yeah, yeah.
If geriatric millennials is to be our moniker, I'd argue it's a cross we can bear. Now, in our mid to late 30s, the oldest in our cohort are about 40. We're at the uncertain stage, poised between youth and midlife. We inhabit a liminal space, busy parenting young children while working out what we want for the rest of our lives. Frankly, we're too busy to care if Gen Z think we're past our sell-by date. In response to this amusing new title for our predicament, it's fitting, perhaps, to paraphrase a song by Sleeper, an indie band favored by some of us geriatric millennials. Now it's much too late to ask us where we've been. We were just in-betweeners. I think it was. It's pretty good. I think it's pretty good. Geriatric millennial. It's a little like Stark, like, oh, wait, where are you going with that? Oh, millennial. Okay, so it's elder millennial.
Right.
Which is someone, what was the comedian? It's this hilarious comedian. She did a special on Facebook, or no, not on Facebook, on Netflix called Elder Millennial. Does anybody know who I'm talking about? She's hilarious, and she was talking about being an elder millennial because she was born in the early 80s,
yeah.
And she doesn't identify. It's basically making fun of both sides, and it's good. I like it. Elder millennial is really my preferred, but geriatric millennial is it's a little harsher, I think.
Yeah.
Geriatric.
I think they put it good, though, because they said it's a cross that we're willing to bear. Like, as far as I took that as, we're also not the generation who's like, why is everyone still talking about all this stuff? You know what I mean? Like, call us what you want. Like, geriatric works? Cool. I enjoyed that article, and it sounded like me to a T. Yeah. You know what
you
want to
call me geriatric? I don't care.
Right, right.
Call me that.
You. Elder would be
Bring
cool.
it on. Elder cool. millennial?
Yeah.
Because we're not millennials. You know, we're not. We're a different breed. But we're also not Gen Xers.
Right.
You know, like, I have older cousins that are in their mid-40s. Jeez, I have one cousin who's almost 50. You know, but it's like, he's not a millennial, and he's not a boomer,
right?
Or whatever. I don't know. How many different generations are there that we're juggling right now? It's kind of ridiculous. People got it. Schelslinger. Yeah, Eliza Schelslinger. Yes, thank you. Thank you, Mike. Yes, Eliza Schelslinger.
I haven't seen that.
Elder millennial. It's pretty funny. Nice. She's pretty bombastic.
Okay.
And I thought it was pretty good. It was pretty good. Yeah, anyway, I thought it was an entertaining article to discuss, and it's kind of fun to have you in the studio to discuss it with me. Let's talk about China.
China.
China. Yeah, this is an article. I just want to talk about China on Mars. This is the Zhurong rover returns its first photos. This is from yesterday, and this is it taking off down its what seems to be some sort of a ramp built for itself. The forward view shows the landscape ahead of the robot. As it sits on its landing platform, the rear-looking image reveals Zhurong's solar panels. So this is it coming down. The rover touched down on the red planet early Sunday, Beijing time. In doing so, it made China only the second nation after America to successfully put a probe on the surface of Mars and operate it for a significant length of time. Chinese scientists hope to get at least 90 Martian days of service out of its six-wheeled robot at its location on Utopia Planitia, a vast terrain in the planet's northern hemisphere. And here is the rear photo, and it's got all of its solar panels and the display there. Let's see. China's National Space Administration posted the pictures on its website. There are even a couple of short videos that record the moment of the rover's aeroshell, the capsule it used to enter the Martian atmosphere, depart from Taiwan-1 orbiter, the satellite that carried the rover from Earth. The surface imagery tells us that critical hardware deployments after landing were completed cleanly. These deployments included the unfurling of the solar array to provide power to the robot, the release of the antenna to communicate with the Taiwan 1, and onwards with controllers back to China, and the extension of the ramp down in which Zhurong will soon roll to begin its mobile mission. So this is basically all of Mars here, and it shows all of the different successful landings on Mars, which I thought was really cool. So this is where it landed here, the Zhurong. And it's not too far from where Perseverance is, although I say not too far, but this is the entire map of Mars. So that is probably quite some distance.
So it's flat like Earth.
Yeah. Yeah. And cut on one side.
Rectangle. Yeah.
And spread out like this. Then we got Phoenix over here, Viking 1, Pathfinder, Opportunity, Insight, Curiosity, Spirit, and Viking 2. I actually didn't know there was that many.
I did not at all.
It's pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
We are on Mars. Zhurong looks a lot like the U.S. Space Agency's NASA's Spirit and Opportunity vehicles from the 2000s. It weighs some 240 kilograms. A tall mast carries cameras to take pictures and aid navigation. Five additional instruments will investigate a mineralogy of local rocks and a general nature of the environment, including the weather. Like the current American rovers, Curiosity and Perseverance, Zhurong has a laser tool to zap rocks to assess their chemistry. It also has a radar to look for subsurface water ice, a capability it shares with Perseverance. Yes, but can it make oxygen on Mars? Perseverance can and did. Utopia Planitia is where NASA landed its Viking 2 mission in 1976. It's a colossal basin, more than 3,000 kilometers across, which was formed by an impact early in Mars history. 3,000 kilometers. What is that, like 2,200 miles, 2,300 miles?
Yes.
That's just a random estimate. I don't know if that's
spot on.
Exactly accurate. This is some evidence pointing to it having held an ocean long ago. Remote sensing by satellites indicates that there are significant stores of ice at depth. America put down the much larger one-ton Perseverance robot in February. Europe, which has twice failed with landing attempts, will send a rover called Rosalind Franklin to Mars next year in a joint project with the Russians. Would you ever go to Mars? All right. Let me give some context to the question. We've made it really safe. It's like a 6-month journey there, 6 month back. And you would go?
Safety was the only...
It's safe.
Like, it's safe and not like... It's safe. Put it in your arm. Like, it's safe, like time-tested?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'd go.
I would, too.
Heck yeah.
I'd go visit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go to space eventually. Like, I have to.
Yeah.
And we're going to, you know, as geriatric millennials, we are basically watching society change from the analog to the digital to the...
To the next generation? Geriatric millennials get it.
I think you're right, though. It's pretty fun. I like that. The next generation.
I'm excited.
It's pretty good. I'm excited too. I would love to go to the moon. Even if I went to just to a spaceport in our, you know, geosynchronous orbit, you know, I would love to go.
Yeah, 100%.
That would be fantastic.
I got a question.
I may or may not have an answer.
Well, it's a hypothetical.
Same lies.
Who shoots who for first?
Robots or which robot?
What is currently on Mars?
Let's see. Well,
I was gonna say
Perseverance is much bigger.
Do you think that they put weapons on, and then you all of a sudden you were like, and they're blasty laser rocket blowy uppy things? So I was like, yeah.
Well, I mean, if you look at this is an this is artwork.
What do you mean that's artwork?
Well, it says artwork here.
What?
It doesn't seem to be a picture.
And this is a legitimate question.
Uh-huh.
And I know people are going to think that I'm being sarcastic. How long until you think Japan has a Gundam that can go into space?
How long?
Yeah. Because they are working on. They already have ones that can like move.
Probably 15 years.
15 years?
Did you see Jeff Bezos walking in the big, huge exo suit?
No. Oh, sorry, I'm laughing.
No. I'm gonna pull it up. You have to see this.
Is it good, though, or does it look like, what's that, Jake Paul's boxing robot? Does it look like that? That's Jake Paul's robot, isn't it?
Oh, no, it's not. From the boxing movie, the robot?
No.
Look at this thing.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's Jeff Bezos inside of what looks to be a freaking...
It looks like the thing from Subnautica.
Giant, yeah, right? I mean, or, what is that movie? Anyway, it's pretty awesome. I was going to say Aliens, but I'm trying to think of the other movie where he slips into the blue avatar.
Oh.
And when he's fighting the freaking robot thing at the end. And he's got that knife, that cool knife, and he flips it. Yeah, anyway. It's basically Gundam. But you asked when are they going to be able to fly into space with them? Like, that's a whole nother thing. Being able to...
I don't think that we're that far, though.
Really?
Because you have...
What do you think? I said 15 years. What do you think? You think it's closer or you think it's farther than 15?
Here's the deal. I think if the world... Are you doing this in a vacuum of nothing crazy happens in the world? Because I feel like everything... Okay,
yes.
Okay. In that vacuum...
I know that's a freaking naive...
Right. Right.
Mind state.
We've all been here the last 2 years.
I can't lose my optimism. It's part of me.
Preach.
You know?
Yeah, heck yeah. I'm with you. I would say 10 to 15 years. Yeah, I would say.
So it's pretty accurate. Okay.
It'd be dope.
People are saying, let's see. Yeah, Avatar is what I wanted. RoboCop.
Ooh.
That's pretty good. We're not too far. MechWarrior. Actual Lex Luthor. Chat, I love you guys. Ooh, yeah. You guys are the best. You want to spin the UFO? Can you spin that for me?
Right, yeah.
Dude, do me a favor. All right. I'm going to roll the die. You guys know the deal. I'm actually rolling the die. I just rolled it. Oh, it's so nice.
It's a lot more powerful. I haven't gone pre or after the new batteries.
Yeah, it's charged up. That's pretty great.
Yeah.
Much different, right?
It is.
Gotta charge that sucker up. All right. Thank you all very much. We're going to read some super chats here. I have a feeling. Yes, it was deleted. I got to go find Robert Wiles. It's like every single time I go live because it's part of the show now, I guess. First super chat's always deleted. I got to go find it. Got to go dig it up. Totally fine with it. Totally fine. Oh, let me see if the numbers are rolling in. They absolutely are. Okay, we got one. Wait a minute. Hold on. Juan Bomb. Dude, Juan Bomb, you won again. It is 10. Juan Bomb is the winner.
Wonderful.
Congratulations. You won absolutely nothing. Please don't spend it all in the same place. Save it for something nice. Episode 180. 180 episodes. This is crazy.
It's amazing. I'm glad I'm here for it. 180, man. We're proud of you.
20 more? That's a month away.
I'm saying.
That's nuts for 200. Goodness sakes. Robert Wilde says, thanks for all the help your folks at the coffee did to help me to get my order. They were great. May they be blessed, and you, Adam, and chat. Thank you, Robert Wiles. I very much appreciate you. Thank you so much. Jake Hopkins says, Frank stole my inheritance and punched my elder grandmother when she asked for his autograph.
This can't happen here. Everybody,
hold on.
Need for a second.
Answer
hold
for
on.
Your crimes.
Okay. First of all, I stream on Twitch with Adam. Occasionally. I haven't been there for a little while.
You haven't been there in a while.
I haven't.
We miss you when you're gone.
Yeah. I can't wait to get back. But this is a trend that happens in my chat. People one up each other.
You stealing people's inheritance?
On things that I've done to them and their families. So I just need to know this. I just need this to be said, as this is a completely different platform. Not actual facts.
Let's keep it going. Keep it going. I like it. Oh, that's hilarious. Vasidia says, fun fact about Lori Lightfoot. The CPT cops nickname for her is Groot. Send to your email if you want to hear the radio calls. Definitely not safe work audio. They are not big fans of hers. Well, I'm not really surprised.
Yeah.
She probably keeps their hands tied behind their backs. Dr. Fox says, question for Ned Flanders. How are you and your wife and kids doing outside the Simpsons show? Love you, Frank. Is that, are you Flanders? You got the mustache. Is that why?
We're doing Oakley Doakley.
Awesome. Let's see. Visidia says, one more thing to note about those CPD calls I sent over. They were refusing to respond to calls about BLM marchers showing up at her house. Also, I don't blame them because she didn't do anything about it. It's like Ted Wheeler in Portland finally, just like 3 weeks ago, said, you know what? Antifa's probably a problem. Sorry. Now, Wheeler? You're going to say that now? Seriously?
It's a bit late.
It's ridiculous. A year later.
Yeah, that's nuts, man.
Dude, I couldn't believe it when I saw that. I thought it was a joke, and it was a press conference that he was.
It was in a press conference.
Well, he released an official statement.
Okay. But still, that wasn't something that was planned to be released.
Yes,
that wasn't someone heard him at Chili's.
No, he released it. He was talking to the camera
because he goes to Chili's.
I want
to
let.
Sorry.
Ted Wheeler caught at Chili's.
Yeah, bam, bam. Not wearing a mask.
Talking about Antifa being an actual problem. All right, let's see. John W. says, when Obama was elected, millennials were called the first colorblind generation. Instead of building on that, Obama opened all the old wounds. Yeah, and like tossed salt on it and was like, you will feel this pain. Goodness sakes. Sejong said, I am firmly a geriatric millennial, but I preferred the term DuckTales generation.
Ooh.
After I heard that one, I went, oh, yeah. Nice. DuckTales generation. I always wanted to dive into a big, huge pool of gold.
I always thought about why did he
doesn't
not
that sound great?
Break his neck.
And also,
he did it.
How painful would that be?
Yeah,
you see a big, huge pool of gold and you're like, sweet! Yeah. You dive in, you break your arms. Because that would hurt.
We're also the last ball pit generation. So I also thought, how many socks, Band-Aids?
Yeah.
Single dollar bills, fries.
Anybody remember Tunnels of Fun?
Oh.
You remember Tunnels of Fun?
I remember Tunnels of Fun.
On Kirchhoff?
Yeah.
Wait. The way you said that.
No, because that was, because you were.
That was where I first made out with a girl. At least I think it was.
Facts, yeah. Her name was Jeff.
Robert Wilde says, folks are soft today, Adam. I had a job where I had staph infection in my right leg, and one that I used my fake leg. I didn't want to leave my coworkers, so I worked with it. They made me go home. Wait, but it was just, I don't understand.
No. Let me.
You got this?
I just want to say I did something similar. He's talking to the point that he had a staph infection. He had something that, like, he shouldn't even have been there for, but he didn't want to let anybody down. So he stayed in there and he worked.
Yeah.
And they were, at some point, they were just like, all right, man, you can go. Like, why are you here? One time, I used to sleep with my contacts in.
Yeah.
Which is awful. It's okay, but they didn't have those.
I have contacts that you could sleep in. I still won't do it.
Okay, well, I used to do it for like 6 months, and I'd take them out when they hurt.
Gosh.
And then they would.
Pink eye.
So this time, I took them out because they were hurting really bad. And when I woke up in the morning, I couldn't open my eyes.
Pink eye.
I got brought to work.
Pink eye.
And I worked on a line making the left-hand sides of desks.
Okay.
Like putting all the tracks on and stuff.
Oh, okay.
And I was so, like, you know that job, like the back of your hand when you work on a line.
Yeah.
It just becomes second nature. I did my entire shift worth of sides before I left.
And it's
the same thing that he's saying.
There it is.
So hats off to you.
Right on. Miss Mary says, look up Exennial, I am one. Is that basically what this is? Exennial? Exennial?
Sounds excellent.
I mean, it feels like...
We're vegans.
Specifically the late 70s and early 80s. Okay, so it's just another... It says it's micro-generation of people from in the early 80s, late 70s. So that's basically just another word.
The people
for
right before us.
Elder millennial. Well, I mean, I feel like we
Well, it's at 70s. No. It's at
late 70s, early 80s.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay,
so
yeah,
it's
yeah.
Probably
so
like
just a little bit 75
to 85.
Yeah, cool.
You know, if you stretch it a little bit, you know.
Nice.
You're early 80s. I feel like I'm mid-80s because 84 to 86 is like mid-80s.
I'm literally like 3 months apart from you, dude.
But 83...
I'm 3 days before 84.
Okay. Fine. Fine, mid-80s.
72 hours.
You old hag! Enrique, thank you for that super controller. That's kind of fun.
That's awesome.
Thank you very much. Snowboard Dan says, my neighbor had two phone lines, one just for internet. They exist?
Wow. Yeah, see.
You spoiled brat.
I'm saying, that kid had a hot tub.
You had a hot tub. You had a pool and a hot tub.
In Arizona. Like,
yeah. Jonathan Howe says, AMC 100K Diamond Hands Gorilla. Cool. Farmer Philosopher says, Cringe Meister, you're absolutely right. Born February 25th, 1980. I am not a millennial. Them's fighting words. We are Gen X through and through. Well, technically, 80. Well, that's like right on the cusp. I don't know. Gen X is like, I feel like 70s babies. You know, if you're born in the
70s. That's what I think of.
You're in the 80s.
But. So it's also the same when people, it's on the same plane as me when people are like, what are you? Are you a Sagittarius? Or, no, I let me, no.
I'm an adult human being.
Right.
I have these characteristics. Do you like it or not? No.
Nope. You're an Aquarius. That's why I don't like it.
Yeah, there comes a point where it's like, we need so many different ways to segregate everyone. I need to categorize you, let you have a mustache, you were born in this date, you were under this star sign.
I will say.
You're white, you're a cis male, you're in this bracket. There it is.
There are a lot of people who really do ascribe, mm-hmm. believe in that stuff, and more power to you.
It's true.
I think it's, me, it's on the same level. Like, I don't know enough about, like, when the days match up and yeah. You know what I mean, like, I don't.
You were born on the eastern star,
right,
of the
third moon,
the morning side. Something.
Everyone go listen to Age of Aquarius, the song after this.
Vicidia says, what's your favorite old school video game? For me, it's a tie between Super Smash Brothers 64.
That's like 98. What is that?
Super Smash Brothers is an old school video game. That game has characters from old school games.
Right.
That is a game built from characters from old school games. I'm sorry. I'm denying you, Vicidius, of what your favorite video game is.
Banjo-Kazooie was a kicker.
And Gauntlet Legends, he says. Okay, Gauntlet is old school. That's an old school game. But Super Smash Bros. 64, I mean, come on.
The Banjo was in the same time as that. That's why I said that one.
I mean.
No, but I would. Yeah.
What would you say? Gauntlet is really good. What's your favorite old school video game? What is old school video game? Now, that is a question unto itself. What is an old school video game? To me, I've been gaming for 30 years.
Yeah.
I got a Game Boy when I was 7.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm a gamer. I got Tetris and I mastered it. And then I got Super Mario World, the first one. In fact, I still have it. No joke, I still have that first game. I'm going to pull it out right now. Check this out. This is my Game Boy box.
Excite.
Look at this.
Oh, snap.
I straight up have. Where is it?
Oh, snap.
Super Mario Land. There it is. Check it out. The OG. I got this when I was 7 years old. It came out. Made in Japan, which is fantastic.
If it's the first one, it's 85. Or no,
well,
that was,
Game Boy came out in 1990, I think.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry.
Anyway, love those old school games. Back when games were really, really difficult.
Really?
Literally, it's like walking through an Arizona desert. Everything wants to kill you. Touch anything, it kills you.
Yeah.
That's basically how those games are tough.
There was a game called Kingsfield.
Kingsfield. It sounds familiar. Was that on PC?
Yeah. And it was like a...
I think I know that. I think I played it.
Almost like, think like it's really like early land. Skyrim.
It's like Myst meets Skyrim.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I think so. Good games. Let's see. Let's read chat. We got Super Mario, Sega Outrun. Let's see. Legend of Zelda. That's a great game. PS1 was your first console. Right on. Super Tecmo Bowl. Wow. Final Fantasy VII. Is that old school now? Jeez, I love that game. Phantasy Star. Oh, Pokemon Blue. I had Blue. That was the one I got. I didn't get Red. I got the Blue version. Mortal Kombat. Wow. That's pretty good. Miss Pac-Man. Duke Nukem.
I got a Miss Pac-Man cabinet.
Did you?
In my studio, yeah.
Wait, and it works? Like an actual...
Yeah. Well, it's one of the one-up ones.
Oh, okay,
cool. So like those newer ones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's dope. That's dope.
Yeah, it's fun.
Okay, but let me see. What would be my favorite old school game? Final Fantasy Legend 2 or on Game Boy, which I also have here, or Link's Awakening on Game Boy.
Wow.
Because that's old school now. Those came out 26 years ago, 27 years ago or something.
Yeah.
Someone says GoldenEye. That was a great game. Yeah. Also 64, which is like, is 64 old school? You know,
it's I was going to say 007, but I didn't know if 64 counted.
Yeah, like, it is old school now, isn't it?
It is.
Like,
well, that, it's
think
trippy.
About 64 was incredible, such a huge advance from Super Nintendo. But
oh, yeah.
Thinking about it, I'm like, oh, that's not that old school. And I'm like, I look over here and I got the PS5. I'm like thinking about what that's capable of doing. And like looking at this computer, I'm like, okay, 64 is pretty old school.
Yeah.
It's pretty old school.
I used to play a ton of F-Zero.
All right, Vicidius, I'm sorry. I give you back your Super Smash Brothers 64 old school status.
Hey.
Only I ring the bell.
I'm sorry.
Oh, man. Carnell says, if NASA tasked you with picking the mission for the next space probe, what would the mission be? What planets, moons, asteroids would it visit? What would you do? What would you name it? Inquiring minds want to know. They're actually already doing it. They're sending a probe to Titan to check out to see if there's life with on the moon of Titan, which I think is really dope. I would also want to go to Io, Enceladus, I think it's called, has a liquid ocean that we haven't been able to like actually see yet, but we know it exists from geysers that erupt from it that we've seen. So I think because I did a segment on this like a month or two ago, and basically what we think is there's underwater geysers coming out of the planet's core. So just like how we have deep ocean vents that have bacteria that thrive on the energy that comes from it, they don't need sunlight. I think that may be how there's going to be life in that ocean. So I would love to go to Enceladus because that would be, I think that's one of the higher chances of life in our solar system. Outside,
that'd be awesome.
Outside of Earth, obviously. So, okay. Someone is doing some weird, I'm going to hide you because that's not me. Weird. IP2 always win. Get out of here. Someone is in chat as me. That's weird. That's not me.
While he's doing that, I'm going to say that for me, I don't know enough about space. So the answer to your question for me is I would send my probe to Uranus.
Hide user. I didn't hear that, but that's hilarious. Why is this not working?
Oh my god.
Someone is spamming chat right now. I have to get rid of them. There we go. Okay. I did it. Why is it not working? What the hell is this? Report this person. Okay. Why is it not working? Okay. Hide this user. I've done it and it's not. There we go. Finally. YouTube took forever for that. Okay. Oh, Captain Playoni did it. Thank you, Captain Playoni. I appreciate you. Carnell, great question. I really like that. Robert Wild says, I'm bad with names, so tell your friend he was great for explaining what I was trying to. He is blessed, and you too, Adam. So is chat. The pain that day was so bad. Imagine standing on a soda bottle all day. Yeah, that sounds terrible, dude. But boss moves for sticking to and showing what it's like to actually get the job done. Yep. Camden says, thank you for pushing us to grow. I graduated with a BBA last week, and I'm starting my MBA next week. Dang, Camden. Nice. Good stuff.
Heck yeah.
Yes, growth is the only option. You can only move forward. Wow. I have a mod, and they are in chat right now and taking care of that. So for some reason, it's not working. I'm trying to get rid of it myself, so it's not working. In fact, I could probably make some of you guys mods. I feel like I could trust some people in chat to be mods, like my mom. I'm gonna make her a mod right now. All right, mom, you're now a moderator.
A moderator.
Moderator. Wait, you got rid of Turk Longwell.
Let's see.
Bring Turk back. It wasn't Turk. I'm not spamming myself from the future. I swear that is just a freaking...
Let's be honest. Would he know?
What?
If you were spamming yourself from the future?
I wouldn't know.
You wouldn't.
You know, it's interesting because Andreas was on the show the other day, and he was talking about how someone believes that there are time travelers in the future going through electronics into the past and trying to communicate via electronics.
Dude, I love that guy.
Dude, me too. He's great. I should say that. I can't wait to go hang out with him. I know that you're...
I'm excited.
You are excited. Yes, look, my mom's got the special color and a wrench now. That's right.
Did we bring back Turk?
Did we bring back Turk also? Oh, Turk was spamming. Oh, okay. Well, all right. Well, this person's still here. I don't know. Anyway, let's keep reading these. My goodness. Mark Robichaud says, in 1990, I had kerosene-powered train set. Listened to War of the Worlds on cassette, played outside, had dial-up, PlayStation 1, Game Boy, Pokemon cards. Whoa. PlayStation 1 did not exist in 1990. You liar.
Are you sure about that?
Look
it up.
I'm fine. I will. PlayStation
1. I'm not hating. I think that
1.
Timeline kind of sounds right, man.
Nope. 1994.
Oh. Okay.
No,
well,
excuse me. 1995.
His memory's off a little bit, but as far as the actual year.
Yeah.
But
He embodies the geriatric part of the millennial.
Who loves you?
Oh, my gosh. This person is still here. Why don't we get a ban? Can we ban this person? It's not working.
It's you trying to go through electronics to talk to
you. Maybe, yeah.
Has anybody read that this Joker's saying?
So weird. It could be a different person with the same name, just spamming the channel. Fractal says, do you ever play Metal Slug, Adam? I loved that game. That was a good game. You played
Metal Slug?
Yeah, it was kind of like a side-scroller.
I don't know what I did.
Shooting,
I mean, it sounds familiar.
Game. It was really fun, yeah. Yeah, you can play it. Let's see. Mark Robichaud says, I used to climb 50-foot trees all the way to the top. Used to catch spiders. Used to walk in the bush with mates. Only came home when the streetlights came on.
That was the rule.
Classic. Ben says, born in 1981, I saw it described as the Donkey Kong generation once.
Ooh, I do like that.
That was one of my favorite arcade games. My grandfather had the Donkey Kong arcade in his basement.
No, the table one?
The cabinet box. And I was really good at the game. Man. Why? Because I could be like, credit.
Right.
Play until I die, credit. Yeah, it was awesome. That's awesome. I'll get Turk back. Turk, if you're listening, I got you, buddy. Just give me a second. Robichaud says, I like the 80s porn stash, dude. He's clearly talking to you.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know if the shoe fits.
Robichaud says, Krigler's mom has got it going on. Hey,
it's a song.
It's a song, right?
It's a song. Stacy's mom.
It's Krigler's mom?
Yeah.
Damn it. Mr. Squiggles says, I think the spammer is using multiple accounts. I know. Yeah, that's what I think. I think it was... many different accounts, and Mark Robichaud says, I was born in 1990. Oh, okay, born in 1990, growing up, I remember.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Okay, that makes total sense.
Okay, that makes more sense.
How do words taste, Adam?
Dude, don't even get me started.
Bitter.
I'm terrible at words.
Bitter.
I have to say things. That's like my job now, and I'm like, blah, 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 blah. I'm gonna try to get... what's his name back in here?
Hold on. He goes by Adam Krigler.
No, I want to get Turk unbanned.
I'm kidding.
Holy cow, there is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 different Adam Kriglers. So those were 14 different accounts. All right, people? 14 different Adam Kriglers were just bombarding the channel. That's insanity.
Sounds like my dreams.
I missed bin lids. All right, let me go back. Hold on. Let's see. Oh, Mark Robichaud says, I use bin lids as shields, newspaper as armor, and sticks as weapons. Ha ha ha. Man, had so much fun as kids. Man, got my first phone in high school. Right on. I got you, Robert Shaw. Let's see. Dakota Dad says, Turk only did it a couple times and was joking. He's a loyal supporter, and he should be brought back. One love. Turk, you're back.
100%.
I got you, Turk. Turk, you should be able to speak again. I definitely got him covered. Yeah, I totally got you. Well, there is another one. Holy cow. Why?
What are they saying?
IP2always.win. Insanity. Well, thank goodness that I have people on it. Thank you very much, Captain Playoni. I appreciate it. That's 15. There's seriously 15 different Adam Kriglers out there. That's nuts.
Do you think they have different haircuts?
I feel like I've made it.
Yeah.
They all have the same really weird close-up version of my like picture that I use on all the different things. Mm-hmm. Is Turk back? Do you guys see Turk talking? Let's see here. Thomas Stein says, born in 84, I just accept the millennial moniker. Favorite old school game is Crystalis. I don't know that game. Crystalis. Feels like an old game, though. Is Turk... Turk is here? Is Turk here? Let me tag him. There he is. All right, yeah, cool. Yeah, I see it. All right. Let's see. Frank says, correct, Adam. I'm speaking to you from the future via electronics. Any questions about the future? Won't be right now that I'm messing, but with the past. Huh. All right, Frank. No questions. I'm happy to wait until I get there.
There you go.
Yeah, I don't want to know the future. I don't. Yeah, I like thinking about the future, but I don't want to know it. I think that would ruin it. Sonny James says, everyone talks about Russian bots. I can't believe that most bots don't come from big tech agenda leftists. A lot of posts sound the same with variants. Will YouTube ever acknowledge? Yeah, who knows, right? I mean, if they could do it, anyone could do it. Literally anyone can do it. It's crazy. Yeah, is Turk back? I haven't seen him talk, but there's a lot of people going in chat. But cool, Turk. Thank you, everybody, for hanging out. It's so much fun having you on. We'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah.
And we'll be drinking tomorrow.
Sounds good.
Some whiskey. You actually got me. Where is it? You've been telling me about this whiskey for so long.
Dude.
This is called Octomore. All right. He's been telling me about getting this whiskey for quite some time. It is really, really hard to find, and it is kind of expensive.
It could be easy in certain areas.
Freaking mad lad went out and got me this incredible bottle, and I'm very excited. You know what? I'm going to open it right now and smell it.
Don't smell it. You got to taste it.
All right, fine. Fine, I'll taste it. Goodness sakes. What?
Here, why don't you get something to taste it with, and I'll open it. You got it?
Yeah, I got it. All right, cool. I got my. I'm gonna use a Kriegler shot glass. There, you got that one from behind you. See it? Let's smell this thing.
That was such a delicate.
Oh my goodness, that is smoky. Wow.
And I just like all over it falls. Yeah, man.
Wow, that's smoky.
Yeah. Smoking. That's crazy that it made all that noise for like an
hour. Before anything even happened.
Nothing was coming out, and it was like...
Hi, 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 hi. Okay. I'm going to give this here a shout. Let's see. RM says, CX in the chat. What's CX? What does that mean? Welcome to the chat, CX.
Chicken.
Mark Robichaud says Gundam are possible using graphene. Gotta love graphene. Oh my gosh, there's another one. All right, well, everybody knows that that's not me. I go by the Kriegler Show.
Well, don't tell them now. They're gonna change it.
Gosh, that's amazing. Well, there's only one Kriegler Show, and I have my own. All right, is no one? Can someone get that? Hold on, let me get this person. Oh my gosh, yet another. Incredible troll.
That is so incredibly smoky.
You could smell it, can't you?
It's making the room smell like I just took a sip of a smoky whiskey.
Wow, that's smoky.
Did we find the top? Did we find the smoky top for you?
That is the smokiest whiskey I've ever tasted.
In a good way? Or is it kind of intense?
It's kind of intense, but it's the first sip. You know, you gotta give it a couple of sips. Wow, that's smoky. Holy
well,
cow.
Are there any more of these? We can
We got a couple more, yeah. Big David says, I was born in 95, barely a millennial. I didn't grow up with any of the racist critical theory stuff. It's absolutely mind-blowing how many millennials are brainwashed. Yeah, I agree. I agree. Thank you, Big David, for being able to see that. That's great. Really happy about that. MPow, thank you for that super chat. Daniel says, what the French? The two best streamers on Twitch? What's up, fellas? River Horse.
Hey, what's going on, River? Good to see you.
River Horse, how you doing, mate?
Good people.
Good to see you. Thank you, sir.
Heck yeah.
Cheers to you, River.
Cheers
to you. Donald T says, what is the name of that whiskey? This is Octomore. Octomore 11.3. What is... I don't know what...
Yeah, so they do different runs of it, and that's the 11th run. They're either going to be in... So the one before, it'll be like 10.1 or 10.3.
Octomore.
And 3 tends to be the one that is peatier, from what I understood.
Yeah, super peaty. It is Fernc. It's Fernc, Noni. Yes. It is the one and only Fernc. He is here. Oh my gosh, again with this.
It's impressive.
The amount of times this person is coming in with.
Mm-hmm.
All right, someone's already hidden them. Captain Playoni is on it.
There you go.
Thank you, Captain Playoni. You are the best. I wouldn't be here without you. That's for certain. Thank you all for watching. Me and Fernc will be back tomorrow here on The Krugler Show. Fernc, thanks for joining me.
Heck yeah, man.
And let's keep talking. Let's keep hanging out. What do you think?
All right, sounds good.
All right, it's pretty cool. Well, thank you all very much. I will be back tomorrow here on The Krugler Show at 6:30 Eastern Time. Thanks for tuning in. And I'm not sure if I'm going to be on Twitch tonight. I got a certain buddy in town. Although I do have another setup, we could technically Twitch if you want to. But no promises. But if I do, it'll be at 10 p.m. That's when I normally go live on Twitch. On my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/AdamKrugler. Really easy to find me. And you can also find the Fernc at twitch.tv/the_Fernc. Right? _Fernc on Twitch?
That is correct.
That's correct. All right. Well, thank you all very much. I will see you all next time. Good night.
Please smash the like button for The Krugler Show. Coming to you live Monday through Friday, 6:30 Eastern Time.